Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Alexander Stablovsky. I'm filling in for Jeffrey Davis, who's the actual host of Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm the executive producer here. Just so you guys know, you guys can find us on our social platforms, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, and Google+. Today, sitting across from me is Namit Soni from Votes. How you doing, Namit?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Pleasure to have you on the show.
Likewise. Thank you for having me here.
Well, I reached out to you. We reached out on LinkedIn. We got connected. Tell me about Votes. What is Votes all about? What do you guys do?
So Votes is a high security mobile election voting platform. The idea is that through some smart technologies involving security and real-time ID verification, we found a way for you to vote safely in any kind of election using your smartphone. So very simply makes the voting process easier and in many cases a lot safer than the current process.
That's simply put, and there's a lot of difficulties going on with the voting process nowadays, and I'm sure you've seen it on the news. How are you not involved, and how do you make your process safe?
So internet voting has been around for almost 15 years, in some cases longer than that. But as you know, it's never gained mainstream acceptance because there's always been the concern about security. And for valid reasons, because it's really hard to secure people's computers. I mean, we really don't know what's running on there, what OS is, whether they've got viruses or Trojans on there. So we haven't approached that part. What we are claiming is we found a way to make it super safe on a smartphone. And not every smartphone, a certain kind of smartphone, for example, an iPhone 5S or newer, the newer Samsung Galaxy S7 phones. So the premise is we create a tamper-proof environment on the phone and then use a real-time ID verification mechanism to verify your identity, which means you have to provide some form of ID, take a picture of yourself, all within the application. And then we quickly do a check, make sure you're actually eligible to vote. And then we store a secure token on your phone and basically erase all your ID information from our databases. So the idea is your phone becomes your identity, and that's why we need it to be tamper-proof. And then when you actually vote, your vote is anonymous. Even we don't know who you voted for. The government doesn't know who you voted for, which is how it's supposed to be. All the government or the organizer gets to see is that you were eligible and that you actually voted. So through this sort of mix of approaches, and then one unique thing we've also added is you may be familiar with the new technologies called blockchain, which is the underlying layer behind the Bitcoin. So we leverage that as well. It's an optional feature if you as the organizer or the government are comfortable using that. We enable that as well, and that offers additional security and sort of irrefutability in terms of where the votes are recorded. So nobody can tamper with your vote, not us, not the government, not a third-party hacker. So it adds an extra element of security and trust, which is not available with a traditional database. So we feel that when you put all this together, it's a very compelling argument. It answers most of the concerns which have prevented internet voting from being accepted in the past. And since we do everything on our phones anyway now, we do banking, we buy everything on the phone. I mean, this is almost like the last remaining frontier. And hopefully very soon everybody would be able to vote on the phone as well.
Now, are you the first one to come up with an application like this? Because this is the first time I hear of an application like this that's totally secure to vote from the phone. I've heard about internet voting, but I've never heard of somebody doing it from their app.
So, yes. So the mix of all these five things, which is a smartphone, real-time ID verification, the use of the biometrics on the phone, the use of the blockchain, and sort of anonymizing your identity into a token, that's very unique, and we are the first to do it, sort of take a mobile-first approach. I'm sure other people have tried other approaches, but sort of the combination of these five things, we feel we are fairly unique right now.
So what is your background, and how did you innovate this?
So my background is in mobile security. I worked for a mobile payments digital security company in my past. I'm a computer scientist by background. Our starting story is a little bit interesting. It was we were at a hackathon at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, a couple of years ago. So the hackathon was organized by...
It's funny how you got into this.
The hackathon, it was a Sunday and it was raining, and this company called Citrix, which I'll be familiar with, was organizing the hackathon. The theme was, how would you hack the future? It's a very open-ended question. So you could pretty much propose any kind of idea under the sun. So we came up with this approach. The blockchain was just getting a lot of attention. New phones with biometrics had just come out. So we cobbled together this idea and said, well, it might work, so let's give it a shot. So we proposed this, did a small mock-up. And to at a surprise, everybody loved it. We ended up winning the first prize.
That's so awesome.
So that was sort of a good sort of catalyst for us. We got some prize money, and then so we had to figure out what to do with the prize money. It seemed like a cool idea, but can we make it real? Can we make it into a viable, business entity? So we decided to do a few months of research. We used the prize money to interview nearly 1,000 people, potential voters, elected officials, government officials, other experts in the industry to see why this hasn't been done in the past, why past attempts have failed, and whether people would actually use it, governments would actually let us deploy it. So once we comfortable with the feedback we got, said we decided to move ahead. We started looking at technologies which could support our transaction volumes, like if 1 million people wanted to vote at the same time, would the system be able to support that?
So, that's the toughest part,
right?
Sometimes handling all the traffic and the volume that's coming in.
Exactly. So towards the end of 2014, we decided to start the company. I ended up leaving my job because I wanted to focus on this full time. So we've been at it for the better part of the last year and a half, and initially we focused on the back end side, making sure that's safe and secure. Got our security certifications done on that side, and the last few months we've started focusing on the mobile front end. So we just got our iPhone application on beta, working on the Android and the other platforms as well. And we got our first few paying customers earlier this year. So we're really excited about the progress and our future.
So what is your revenue model?
So it's really simple. If you are an election organizer, which could be a government or a private entity or a company or any nonprofit, you can either pay us per vote, which would be depending on your volume and the size of your election, a few cents or... If you want, if you're an entity which would organize multiple election events, voting events through a year, you can get a subscription plan which gives you a certain number of votes at a cheap price. So those are the predominant models. There's also sort of a small setup fee to integrate with yours. If you have a voter database we should connect to, or you have some special requests you want us to do, charge a small integration and customization fee for that. And then we also do custom polling. So because our platform is, from an error rate perspective, has very high accuracy compared to traditional pollsters who call you on the phone and very few people answer. And the accuracy there is really, really low. So our platform is also now being used to do pre-election polling. So the polling is done on a size of a panel, so we charge based on how big your panel size is. But the predominant revenue model is a pay per vote. Yeah.
So you're obviously a futuristic thinker and you're an innovator. Where do you see this? What is the main goal of votes? Where do you want to see this application go?
So,
because you're on the right track.
So one of the sort of motivations behind us starting this company was, I mean, we looked at the last midterm election, 2014, where only a third of the population in the US voted. And if you look at, if you drill that down further, look at the so-called millennial segment, the younger people, only 21% voted. So it made us, kind of made us really feel very sad because, we live in a great country and sometimes we take things for granted. There are lots of other people who don't have this opportunity or not as fortunate. So I think it's, feel it's very important for people to vote. And people have lots of reasons for not voting. I mean, sometimes you're busy, you're traveling, you're sick, you're just not motivated, you're not sort of bought into the idea or the candidate. So we feel like if we can sort of reduce those barriers by making the information really easy to access and reducing the time it takes you from, you know, looking at the issue to actually voting. So like if you are in a real, real hurry, and you just want to decide in a few seconds whether you should vote for something or somebody or not, the fastest you can do that on a platform is 7 seconds. So we've sort of done some usability studies to make it really easy for you to vote. So now you no longer have an excuse. If you're busy and you don't have time to go to a polling station, you can still vote. So that's sort of the big motivation to encourage people who don't take advantage of the traditional experience, get more of them to participate. Obviously, focus is more on younger people, people who are traveling, military personnel who are overseas, anybody who's sick or disabled. So just get more people to participate in the democratic process, understand what's going around them in their world, and sort of, you know, make our democracy stronger. So that's the goal. And we feel like in the next few years, technology has advanced so much. Everybody has smartphones, and everybody soon will have smartphones which have advanced biometrics on them. So using our approach of, you know, securing identities on the devices itself, we feel it's a path to the future.
Well, you're definitely on the right track, and you said it correctly. Busy is a term that millennials use a lot nowadays, and not necessarily because, I mean, some people will say it's because they're lazy. They would say it's because there's so much information being passed on to them. But if somebody wants to reach you, Amit, and they want to learn about your product and they want to learn about what you're doing, how would they do that?
Sure. You can find us on our website, which is votes.com, VOATZ.com. And we're also on Twitter. Handle is VOATZ as well. So just reach out. We are actually hosting a community voting event next month in Cambridge. So if you're in the area and want to see our platform and vote on some local events in sort of a real election, happy to attend. It's a free event. And, you know, learn more about the technology, get comfortable, ask lots of questions, try and hack into it. We welcome that because we want.
You're gonna allow users to try to hack into it?
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, because we want people to be comfortable. We want people to be 100% sure that this is indeed safe and not some massive conspiracy theory to, you know, rig an election or, you know, overtake the current system. So we actually work with a few red team hackers as well who help us, you know, understand things we may have missed. But as an individual user itself, be open. If you find issues with the application, there are holes you discover, we actually have an open program. You can report those entities. So far, we haven't found many, but if you can help us find more, we'd welcome that, because the end goal is for the system to be as bulletproof as possible and be able to function in the presence of threats, because there'll always be people who will be who'll attempt to break into the system. So to claim that a system is 100% safe is sort of naive. So what we try and claim is we found a way to secure information on the phone, and then if somebody outside tries to attack us, we have the ability for the system to function in the presence of these threats. So that's sort of a different approach than what other people will claim and say our system is, you know, bulletproof.
Well, people are always going to try to hack something one way or another. It was a pleasure having you on the show. And then again, folks, it's VOATZ, but it's spelled a little bit differently. It's VOATZ.com. And I hope you enjoyed this interview. I sure did. And Nimit, we look forward to having you back on the show.
And thank you so much.
Right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.